I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. If you've ever been a fan of country music or country sitcoms on TV, I'm sure you heard of the program called Hee Haw. This television program aired from 1969 to 1993 and then on TNN from 1996 to 1997. A segment of the show featured a few countrified farmers who sang, "Gloom, despair, agony on me, deep, dark, depression, excessive misery." It seems that that was a popular view then, and for many, even Christians, it is a popular view today. The view of misery, trouble, pain, despair, hard times, persecution, and suffering. Hearing about this may cause us to say, "Woe is me." But Jesus, as Scripture has revealed, came to seek and to save the lost. He came to give life more abundantly. He came to save humanity from their sin and restore man's relationship with God. He did this by taking upon himself all of our sin, past, present, and future, and removing it from us as far as the east is from the west. All those who put their faith and trust in him receive forgiveness, his wonderful gift of salvation, and the indwelling presence of his Holy Spirit. Yet while he was still with his disciples, he told them that they would face difficult, hard, and trying times. In John chapter 16, verses 32 and 33, Jesus said, "A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Jesus warns his disciples that they will all abandon him, and we know that that is what they did. When the officials came to arrest Jesus in the garden, all the disciples fled. Peter followed from afar, but later denied knowing Jesus before the rooster crowed. Peter was even warned about this from Jesus in Mark chapter 14, verse 72. When Jesus was arrested, mocked, beaten, persecuted, and eventually put to death on a cross because the world hated him, why is it surprising to us when we face difficult times? Why is it that we think we will avoid the misery, despair, agony, deep, dark depression? It is interesting to note that Jesus even declared to his disciples, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." John 15, verses 18 and 19. Before we excuse all trouble and pain away and say, "Well, that is just the way it is," Jesus said, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Jesus says the way to overcome despair and endure suffering, pain, and hard times is to receive and remain in Christ's peace. The peace of Christ is the believer's armor to endure hardship and despair. The peace of Christ is the believer's weapon to combat persecution and suffering. The peace of Christ is the believer's reward when experiencing victory. I can confidently say this because Jesus has overcome. He has overcome the world. The tomb is empty. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus promises to return for all who have trusted in him as Savior and Lord, who are followers of Christ. Often we focus on the pain or trouble instead of the one who offers us his peace and victory. Are you struggling in your view of life? Are you suffering, in misery, depressed, or filled with despair? Have you trusted in Christ as your Savior? Then let me urge you to look to Jesus, who offers you his peace. Rest in him, for he has truly overcome the world. The psalmist put it this way, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Psalm 42, verse 5. This is a good reminder for us all. Lord Jesus, help us to remain in and be aware of your peace in the midst of our circumstances. Help us to put our hope in you. We praise you for overcoming the world, being our Savior and God. In Jesus' name, amen. Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.